guys. My name is Tina Wilton, and I'm here with Mary Ellen Anderson, the Vice President of Microsoft Canada's Developer Experience and Evangelism Team. Today, we're going to talk about hackathons and how they drive innovative ideas. Thanks for joining me, Mary Ellen.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your role at Microsoft Canada?
Yeah, sure. So I lead the DX team, Developer Experience and Evangelism team, DX for short, and I've been doing this for about 4 years. And our goal, or what our team does, is we actually are the folks that get out there and help students, startups, independent software vendors, big enterprise companies, you name it, whoever wants to use our technology and services, we help them build these incredible applications. Before that, I actually spent about 4 years, 5 years working in the online division for Microsoft Canada, where I was helping build the new MSN.ca experience. And before that, I had 20 years working in media. And so I really understand what it means to build things. I mean, first I was creating radio shows and then creating television and then some online games and then basically different websites. So I totally understand what it means to get in a room and hack out an idea.
Technology is always changing and it's always driving a huge digital transformation. How is Microsoft keeping up with this?
One of the ways we're trying to keep up with it is we're trying to instill a growth mindset across our teams. And what that means is to get every single person to think about how they can really take the initiative to build a new feature for a product, to build a new product, or to build new intelligent cloud services. If we can do that, we really think that not only are we going to help people with the transformation internally, but we're going to help our partners and our customers transform their businesses. And as you know, right now we're on the cusp of what some people are calling the fourth industrial revolution. And it's interesting because to think about that industrial revolution, you first have to realize that there were three before. And the first one, it actually ran from 1860 to 1940, and it was with the advent of the steam engine. And by the end of that revolution, it was for the very first time in history, the steam engine could actually go faster than a horse. And I know that doesn't seem like much today, because I'm looking out there and there's all these cars and everything, and like, so what? But what was amazing was a mode of transportation that had been how people got around for a millennia changed in a really short period of time. And now people were traveling from place to place by trains. The second industrial revolution was all about mass production. That's where people like Henry Ford, you know, incredible entrepreneur himself, was able to mass produce the automobile, which he had invented. And then the third one, the one that we sort of lived through and we understand, started in 1960. And it was with the advent of mainframe computers. And then it continued on until, you know, we saw, actually until just a couple years ago, and we saw the end of this era of the personal computer with the microprocessors and smartphones, and a digital revolution in itself. So if you think about it, when you get to this fourth industrial revolution, what's really interesting about it is now we're going to see breakthroughs at a pace that's really going to be so fast. I mean, it's going to change the way we work, the way we live, the way we interact with each other. The scale and the scope and the complexity of this fourth industrial revolution are going to be massive. And we're going to see areas like, they're going to be physical breakthroughs. Some that we're already talking about, robotics, 3D printing, basically self-driving vehicles, autonomous vehicles. On the biological advances, it's all about genetic testing and genetic treatment. And in the last one, in terms of digital innovations, it's think about machine learning and IoT and how we have so much data all around us, and how do we make sure that we're bringing that into or helping influence every single decision that we're making. So as people are hacking today or over the weekend, what they have to think about is it's not just about the technology, it's about what the data is telling us as well.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like Microsoft's evolution is based on addressing the needs of a new generation of developers. What is Microsoft trying to achieve with its transformation?
Well, it's interesting. Microsoft's mission, believe it or not, is to empower every individual and every organization on the planet to achieve more. It seems like that's a really huge ambition if you think about it. And one of the things that we decided to do is we said, we need to narrow down what we're doing, because if we don't, we could just go after so many things and never really be successful. So we went after, what are the three ambitions that we want to focus on that'll answer the question of what stops people from actually doing more? And we came up with three things. And the first is building that intelligent cloud. I mean, if we can get the basis or the platform right that everyone can build on, that's going to just accelerate development. And the second one is to drive more personal computing. When we think about that, we don't think about the mobility of the device, we think about the mobility of the person. So we want to make sure that, again, there's all these different software and services that are helping us in our everyday lives. And then the third one is to reinvent productivity and business solutions. And that's where you're going to see more and more development around Office and opening up that really important platform, which more than 1 billion people currently use, opening that up so that students or developers or startups can basically build on top of it to take something that we have that helps with productivity to that next level.
How does Microsoft help students like those attending MSFT Hacks to be empowered?
Great question. First and foremost, we do it by setting up events like Microsoft Hacks. I really believe that it's important to have a time and place where you can go and work with the best and the brightest to bring your ideas to life. So we want to really empower people to turn on their creative genius and say, look, put aside everything else in the world this weekend, think about what it is you want to create, and then go for it. And in order to do that, the second thing we do is through programs like DreamSpark, we actually provide access to our Visual Studio developer tools, and that's the full suite. So that's a huge advantage you're going to have just to being able to accelerate your development. Along with DreamSpark, also you get credits towards your Azure usage. So, you know, gone are the days when you have to worry about where you're going to host your solution. You can host it in the cloud, and we'll make sure that you've got access to that. And then the third thing that we do, and actually I forgot, after DreamSpark, if as a student you decide to create a startup, you can actually graduate to BizSpark. And BizSpark then will continue to give you Azure credits. So everybody keep that in mind. If you get out there and you've got a great idea and all of a sudden somebody wants to buy it from you, we can still help you in terms of as you grow your business. Then the last thing is, along the way, if you get stuck, we've got experts on speed dial, or in this case, over IM or email, or however you want to reach out to us, and they're there to help to make sure that you understand how to leverage these new tools, tools like machine learning, cognitive services, and natural language interface. I mean, if you really want to be on the cutting edge of this new fourth industrial revolution, these are the services you want to learn. So we're there every step of the way to help.
MSFT Hacks is really targeted for STEM students. How do you feel STEM students are going to change the world?
I think that STEM students are going to be crucial as we approach this fourth industrial revolution. And that's because the technologies that we need in order to create the solutions of the future are really complex. And without STEM students, I just don't think that we're ever going to get anywhere. It would be like going back into the dark ages. So they're essential as we move forward. And one of the things that any student who's interested in taking their project to the next level should think about is ImagineCup. And it's interesting, like Microsoft Hacks was actually inspired by ImagineCup, which is this global competition whereby people compete for funding and mentorship. So if you have a great idea, you take it there. If you win, you get not only money, but somebody to actually help you come along and take that idea to the next level. What's interesting about that is, we've seen so many amazing solutions come out. And a great example is two kids at a Queen's University that created Fuel Eco. And it's basically an app that helps you reduce your cost fuel by keeping track of your fuel consumption. And what they did was they created this universal Windows app that connects to your car through a really simple little sensor. And it's just a Bluetooth connection. It's such an easy idea, but I'm sure it was hard to do, but it's just so smart. And it accesses Bing Maps, and it accesses, as I said, historical and real-time data in terms of your fuel consumption, so that you as a driver can change the way that you're either driving. So instead of me, like when I want to get here in a hurry and I'm driving 140 on the, you know, Highway 407, nobody give me trouble for that. It will consume more fuel. Instead, maybe what I want to do is temper my driving habits and only do 120K. Or the route that I'm taking might be, you know, twice as long as another route, and that therefore would reduce fuel consumption. So an easy idea, or something that, like, I shouldn't say it's easy, but a very straightforward idea like this can help make a difference for drivers around the world, not just in Canada. And that's the power of STEM students. We don't know what it is that the next great idea is going to be. And so for us, we just really want to empower students to think big.
Mm-hmm. And we have some of the brightest STEM students participating in MSFT Hacks. Do you have any advice for them before they get started?
Absolutely. The first thing is, don't psych yourself out, okay? So many times people worry that they're not the smartest in the room or that they're not the best coder. And I say it doesn't matter. One thing I learned at Microsoft, there's always somebody smarter than me in the room, and anybody can code faster than I can. But the thing that's most important is that creativity. And you have to celebrate the fact that maybe you're not the best over here, but if you can see those intersections of disparate ideas and how to bring them together into a new solution, that's critical. Creativity is the number one thing that we need to celebrate. The second piece of advice I have is that if you're one of the few women in the room or online this weekend, don't worry about it. In fact, you should once again rise up and make sure that your voice is heard, because you have a unique perspective. And it's a perspective that could be the difference between your idea being good or being great. And for the guys that are in the room and online this weekend, I have a big ask for them. And that's, please make room for that voice. You know, please champion that voice the same way you would if the voice was a good friend of yours, your sister, or your girlfriend's. You know, so because this diversity of thought is really super important. And the last thing that I would say is, don't forget you're better together. If you're one person, find somebody else to work with. If you're two, work with four. Yes, it gets kind of unruly if you're trying to work in a group of 10, but we've learned here at DX that we're always more powerful if we're working together. That's where we're going to be able to leverage the strengths of each other and also leverage the ideas and the insights of each other. And that's super, super important. So those three things, you know, don't be worried if you're not the smartest, make room for diverse viewpoints, and whatever you do, find somebody to work with and work together in a team.
I know our whole team at DX is really excited to see what these hackers are going to create. Do you have any last words for the participants?
Yeah, I just want to wish everyone good luck, and I want to say that I am so looking forward to seeing what people develop. And if they ever need any help at any time, we'll throw out my email address and anybody can reach out to me whenever they need to. Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.